Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Chapter 8, the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the splitting of the moon. About 5 years before, the kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They challenged him to show some sign that would confirm his prophethood. They demanded that he split the moon into two parts. They challenged him at night when the 14th moon was shining brightly. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "If I show this miracle, would you accept Islam?" "Surely," they replied, "we would certainly believe in you." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then pointed his Mubarak finger towards the moon. The moment he pointed towards the moon, it split into two, one part towards Mount Abu Qubais and the other towards Khan. For quite a while, people were left amazed, staring at this incredible sight. Some of them were so shocked that they wiped their eyes a few times with their clothing and looked again at the moon, only to realize that it really was in two parts. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam continued inviting and exhorting the people to bear witness, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moon remained like this for the amount of time equal to the time between Asr and Maghrib Salah. It then returned to its original condition. In disgust, the kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah shouted out, "Nay, Muhammad, you have put magic over all of us. Wait for some travelers coming into Makkah Mukarramah from outside. Ask them about this miracle, because it is not possible for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to do his magic over everybody. If they also saw the moon being split, then Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is genuine. And if they say that they did not see the moon in two, then know that it was definitely magic." Many travelers were asked about this. Travelers from every direction said that they had seen the moon split into two. In spite of their witnessing this miracle with their own eyes and listening to the claims of others, these stubborn kuffar refused to accept Islam, saying that this is just magic. SubhanAllah.